Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get in on the shout-out Friday, but we're also asking which team will give up their grudge first, the Mavs with Aguirre, the Rangers with Palmeiro, or the Cowboys with Jimmy Johnson. Now, I know at least more recently, this seems like this will bother people probably until the end of time, is that Jerry was defiant about, oh, you know, of course I'm going to have Jimmy in the Ring of Honor and blah, 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 blah. And then when he was asked about it again, what, like a week or two ago, he's like, well, you know, it's complicated. I don't really think about it until 2 weeks before or whatever the case may be, even though we've seen it get announced way before that, time and time and time again. So, which one is it for you? Because these are all dicey situations.
They are. So obviously, I think a lot of the fans, I think everybody would agree, the most egregious one is Jimmy. I mean, these are all, and we're talking about, when we talk about giving up the grudge, we're talking about Rafael Palmeiro is not in the Rangers Hall of Fame. Jimmy Johnson's not in the Ring of Honor. Mark Aguirre still doesn't have his jersey in the Raptors.
All absurd.
They all belong there. I think that the most egregious one is definitely Jimmy. It's also probably the most directly personal one. So I guess I can not excuse it, but I guess I can understand that one more because the decision maker there still has issues there. Whereas Mark Aguirre not being up there when Mark Cuban had nothing to do with the Aguirre era or Aguirre forcing his way out, which, yeah, it was a tense ending to Mark Aguirre's time here. But
But Jason Kidd lied about coming back to the team, and then he...
And that was after the first time he forced his way out of here.
And he bolted. He's forced his way out of here twice, and he's our coach.
Yeah. And so that one...
And I'm glad to have him as the coach.
Palmeiro, I would get Palmeiro if Juan Gonzalez wasn't in there. Like, I would... But, I mean, if you've already honored Juan and moved past that, I don't know why you're not similarly moving past the Rafael Palmeiro situation.
Was that a pun right there?
What pun did I have?
Okay, never
It was mind. Not on purpose.
Okay. Is for Palmeiro, I guess new information has been brought to light for me that I don't know if it is fit for air or not.
It's not.
But okay. I used to think that Palmeiro was just because he pointed at everybody in Congress and go, I did not use performance enhancing drugs. Period. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, okay, well, but the next year you did. But I know he burned some other bridges while he was here. So I feel like Aguirre is the most fixable because the feeling shouldn't be that hurt.
Who's here that was offended by him? Like, who's left in the organization that would have been offended by his exit? Yeah, did he force his way out? Yes. Was it an ugly divorce at the time? Yes. He's talked in years past that, like, yeah, I'd really like to be up here. I'd really like to be in the rafters. I mean, if it happens, great. I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But, yeah, I'd really like to, like, have my jersey honored here. And I just, it seems like such a petty thing. I mean, unless there was something that deeper there that went on within the organization that we just don't know about, that it was more than just trying to force their way out and trying to break it. But, I mean, you look at, like, Mark Aguirre was... If you've already got Rolando Blackman up there, you've got Brad Davis up there, it's egregious that you wouldn't have Rolando Blackman in there.
Yes.
Rolando Blackman was the star of those teams and was the best player on the original group of Dallas Mavericks team that were good and were contenders and were challenging and took the Lakers to seven games in the Western Conference Finals. And was a big contributor when he got traded, was a big contributor to those Detroit Piston teams that won.
Mark Aguirre.
Yeah. And so I don't see the justification for holding him out. Eight seasons here, 50% shooter, almost 25 points a game, just could score at will, essentially. Honestly, before Dirk, and I don't know, like, there are different ways you could say it. I mean, Luka obviously is the most, but like Aguirre, like, was a more dominant pure scorer potentially than Dirk.
Yeah.
I mean, Dirk could have been it, but Dirk scored in a variety of different ways and was a really difficult matchup. But in terms of just getting buckets, like being able to just, you know, pour it on, like Mark Aguirre averaged almost 30 points a game here 1 year.
From the 469, this question is fairly simple for me to answer, is how is Jimmy the most? How long did he coach the Cowboys for? But I think the point is he had one of the most spectacular runs in the history of not the Cowboys, of football, in terms of taking this organization that at the time, unfortunately, it had fallen to nothing. It had fallen to nothing in terms of ability. It had fallen to nothing in terms of visibility. And he built it up and they won two championships. And you can argue all you like, and I'm here for it, that they would have won four consecutive championships had he still been here, and at the very least still won those three of four. That's the main difference, because for as much as Aguirre went on to be successful elsewhere, they didn't win a championship here. Like, as much as Palmeiro has stats that would otherwise, I realize why not, sure, be in the Hall of Fame, they didn't win anything here. I know they got to the playoffs and everything, but they still didn't win here. Like, Jimmy Johnson reach the ultimate here.
Yeah, not just that. All these people that you've put in the Ring of Honor that have ended up in the Hall of Fame, he got them here. He was essentially running player personnel that brought Emmitt Smith here, that brought Troy Aikman here. The amount of talent they had on that 92 team, I'm trying to remember what the number was. It was either guys who had made the Pro Bowl previous to being on the 92 roster, made it in 92, or would make it in the future, whether with Dallas or not. It was something like 23 current, former, or future Pro Bowlers were on that roster. I mean, there were guys on that team that didn't even get a shot to see the field. Jimmy Smith, who went on to be a multi-time Pro Bowler with the Jacksonville Jaguars, couldn't touch the field. You've got Ron Stone, who went on to be a Pro Bowler with the Giants, and I also believe he made it with the 49ers later. They were so deep, and there was so much more than just about coaching them and winning those Super Bowls, which in and of itself was a big deal. He built those teams. He helped shape the entire decade of the 90s in the NFL. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. So I think it's egregious anytime you can say that guy is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he is not honored by his team.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me.
I'm inclined to agree with you there. And then somebody texted in as well, and I feel like I can answer this one fairly simplistically as well. From the 682, I'm not sure why people assume it's Jerry. It's 100% Jerry. Jerry's the person who decides who gets into the Ring of Honor. And Jimmy has said numerous times.
I was going to say, are they saying it's Jimmy?
Yeah. Jimmy said numerous times what an honor it would be to be in the Ring of Honor. Like, he has not been like, well, you know, we got some stuff to work out. He even said when he made it into the Hall of Fame, he's like, now if I can only get into the Ring of Honor. Like, he has said numerous times it would be an honor for him to be in the Ring of Honor.
And I think it was really, really special to him when they honored the Hall of Fame inductees together at halftime of game last year, I think. And it was Jimmy and it was Cliff Harris and I'm forgetting who the third was. But Jerry like gave them all their, like, I don't know, their Hall of Fame rings or something like that. And they had this quick ceremony. They were able to talk. And like, you could tell it meant something to Jimmy to like be up there being honored at halftime in front of Cowboys fans and be able to like talk to them in an official capacity as somebody invited by the organization. I mean, yeah, he went to Miami. Things ended poorly. Even before he went to Miami, he was flirting with Jacksonville. And I know he was one of these, you know, kind of drifters, like Jim Harbaugh got a reputation of being. But this place matters to him. And I think being remembered and honored by this organization really matters to him. I also think that when we talk about Aguirre, do you think that one's just so... do you think there's not more outrage about that one?
Because it's not pressing.
Just, well, and he's forgotten.
Yes.
He was an 80... Like he, yes. He last played here in, what, 88 or whatever that was?
Yeah.
And so, like, Palmeiro, like, even... guy, you know, people in their late 20s, early 30s remember Rafael Palmeiro playing for the Rangers and being a good baseball player.
Yes.
There. And they, you know, they know obviously Jimmy Johnson because that's in everybody's face. You're beaten over the head with Cowboys history. That's why even people who had no idea about the decade of the 70s, they understand what those teams were. Is it just Aguirre you think is easily forgotten?
Because I'm thinking about it right now is like if the push was on, who do you think would get the bulk of support? Would it be Mark Aguirre or Jason Terry?
By the city? Like,
yeah.
Terry.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so I very much believe Brad Davis is there, Rolando Blackman is there. Like I very much believe, and obviously Derek Harper is as well, that Mark Aguirre belongs in that category. But then that would be a fourth one. And I feel like people are like, well, you know, maybe those teams are kind of well represented already. Whereas there's our team that just won a championship. Clearly it's Dirk. And I get that it was the Dirk show and everything like that. But remember when Jason Kidd left the second time, I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban said he'll never have his jersey retired. Well, I guess what? I bet there's a pretty good chance that he does now. And Jason Terry would be in the mix. Hell, I think there's a decent shot you would get more fans on board with retiring Tyson Chandler's jersey than Mark Aguirre.
And okay, so here's the
not
only,
to say they
no,
should.
Right. Here's the only thing. They obviously won titles. So they won a title, Terry and Chandler says. So here's the one that I think is interesting, because this is one where I would fight hard on this. I think you could get more fans on board with Finley than Aguirre. And those are very similar. Those are 8 years here. Both were ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
And neither won a title here. They were with contending teams, but didn't win a title. And if you're telling me just flat out who was a better basketball player, Aguirre or Finley, it is no question Mark Aguirre.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's just... I think it's easy to forget him, and that's why I guess my frustration is really high with the Mavericks over that one, is because that organization, the people there, they know better. They shouldn't have to be pressured into it. They should just honor the guy.
So your frustration level goes Cowboys, Mavs, then Rangers with Palmeiro?
Probably. Yeah, that's my frustration level.
Okay, because with the Rangers, it works twofold. With the Cowboys, it feels like it's an ego thing. Correct me if you think I'm wrong on any of these things.
No, I think you're right.
Okay. For the Cowboys, it feels like an ego thing. For the Mavericks, it kind of feels like a passage of time sort of with the Mavericks. It feels kind of like a passage of time sort of thing. And then with the Rangers, it could be the bridges he burned while he was here with the team. It could be the finger pointing with Congress. And then you found out, like, well, unfortunately, he was doing those things. Like, I feel like maybe there's more grounded in reality reasons for Palmeiro. Do you think that's fair to say? There's less like hubris involved,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah, I think there's more. And also, like, I mean, he clearly left here on not great terms. But again, right. The Rangers, if you want to talk about any organization in this city that has, you know, said, that's water under the bridge, let's honor these guys. Michael Young left here under not great terms. Now, he's obviously a legend, and I don't think that was unfixable. But left here under, you know, it was a little tense. And that's a guy who asked for trades back-to-back off seasons.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton, that ended poorly one time. And then the second time he came back later in his career. The Juan Gonzalez thing, that ended poorly. They've honored guys who things have been a little terse.
Juan Gonzalez literally wants nothing to do with this franchise.
Zero.
He didn't even show up at that. We had Rafael Palmeiro on the show. Mm-hmm. He had kind things to say about the Rangers. But yeah, Juan Gonzalez wants nothing to do with this franchise. But they still put him in.
I wonder, and I don't think they would. You think they would more, like they'd be more willing to honor a guy like Will Clark before Rafael Palmeiro? I bet they would. Because Clark was
probably,
just, everybody loved Will Clark.
Because he's the thrill.
He is. Now, this is interesting. Mavs.com, Dwayne Price, 2 years ago, apparently wrote a whole article on Mark Aguirre. During his tenure with the Mavs, Mark Aguirre was a very dominant force. So, I mean, the team website is still writing stuff. They're very aware of him. Again, I think that one just kind of bugs me because the organization knows what he meant to this franchise, and they should correct that without pressure.
Okay, and instead it could end up being, well, we got to get Terry and Finley and Nash, and then we'll get to Aguirre. Whereas the Cowboys are like, yeah, no, I know. We'll see.
Now,
the Rangers are also like, no, yeah, I know. We'll see.
So that's my outrage order is Jimmy, Aguirre, Palmeiro. I also think that's the order that the teams would relent. I bet you the Cowboys relent and put Jimmy in before Aguirre and Palmeiro get honored. And then if you, I think
Palmeiro's the last.
I think Palmeiro's last. I don't know that Mark Aguirre's ever going to get, I would doubt Aguirre or Palmeiro are ever going to get honored because eventually too much time is going to pass. And if you want to talk about an oversight, and it's not an oversight, there were 10 things there too. Harvey Martin's another one where it's like, you know, that's somebody who's been overlooked by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, was one of the most dominant players. Like, there are oversights that exist, but like those are obviously the most egregious ones.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We promised some more shout outs. Here is one from the 817. Shout out to my wife and I for celebrating 23 years of marriage. I don't understand how she's put up with me all the time, but she is way better than me. Congratulations on y'all's anniversary as well. Coming up next, all the news that's fit to print about NBA free agency, including missed targets and next moves for the Mavs, plus more of your shout outs, 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a Rangers trivia question for you. Do you know how many Texas Rangers first basemen have been from Mississippi State? 877-881-1053 if you want to text that in.
This just blew our mind during the break. We just tripped into it by accident.
It absolutely did. And then for the 903, shout out to my wife Ingrid. Next week we will mark 12 years. Love you and our boys. So that is an excellent shout out right there. Now, as we move back to basketball, almost had it. all the news that's fit to print about NBA free agency, including what could be next for the Dallas Mavericks. And it feels like pretty much everyone's got a max contract today. Now, all I could do for you, Bobby, is afford to pay you $25 over the next 25 years.
Sure.
So yep. I apologize. It couldn't be more. It's
$25 I didn't have before.
That's a great point. 1 year at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Is Zach LaVine got his max deal done with the Chicago Bulls. Zion, 5 year rookie max extension worth up to $231 million. Ja Morant, same deal, 5 years. It's $193 million, but it could become worth $231 million. Bradley Beal, as we said would happen yesterday, he also gets a max, 5 years, $251 million. Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns Supermax will be 4 years, $214 million. Fun fact about Devin Booker, he will also be on the cover for NBA 2K23. What a day.
Do you think he'll make the like same face he makes when he's faking getting injured? Like, do you think he'll be like, oh, on the cover?
That'll be the GOAT edition.
Yeah.
I'm falling down.
Oh, that's great.
Well, or maybe him hand it arm in arm with Kevin Durant.
I think the cover should be Luka like smiling, staring up at him.
Yes.
Gosh, that'd be a great cover.
Right now, have you seen the way that people have photoshopped that? And I posted that on our Facebook page. It's Luka looking up at Brunson that same way, and the scoreboard says Mavs 70, Knicks 31. That's the part that I'm like, man, we're petty, and I love it.
Which is hilarious because, I mean, nobody looks up to Jalen Brunson.
Wow, dude.
I'm sorry.
That is hurtful.
By the way, I just want to say, because I know we mentioned Beret a lot this week when talking about Brunson, and just, oh, similar like smell. I just want to say, for all the lies that have been put out there over the years saying J.J. Beret is 6 feet tall, I am 5'11", and I, several times when I would work Mavs games back in the day, walked by him in the tunnel. That man is shorter than me, and I'm 5'11". There's no way that dude is 6 feet tall. I just want to... I'm sorry to, like, you know, basically pull back the curtain on the lies of the NBA, wow. But that man is 5'10".
Okay, all right.
Which I think you should embrace that.
Yeah.
Like embrace, like, man, he's 5'10", and he's balling.
I think I told you the bit that we used to do with Colby when he would say he's 5'11", and we're like, come on, dude, seriously. And he's like, I'm 5'11". And so what we would do is when we were at fan hangs and different events and stuff like that, is we would ask people who looked about Colby's height, how tall they were, and they'd be about like 5'9", maybe. And then we would get them to like stand right behind Colby and we would take pictures of it. He did not think that that was as funny as we did.
There's a saying on the internet. There was this post went viral a few years back. This girl said, any man who says he's 5'11 is 5'9", because if he was 5'11", he would say he's six feet
tall. That actually makes a lot of sense. And multiple people saying three Mississippi State first baseman, Will Clark, Rafael Palmeiro, and Mitch Moreland. But there is another one.
Shout out Carter Freeman for giving us number four.
Absolutely. Let's see if you can figure it out. Don't worry. More max contracts given out. Carl Anthony Towns, 4 years, $224 million. And Nikola Jokic signs the biggest contract in the history of the NBA, his 5 year, $264 million Supermax extension with the Nuggets. Player option for the fifth season will be $60 million.
So we got, what is that, seven max extensions done? Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Nikola Jokic.
I believe that is correct.
Who would you feel most uncomfortable giving that contract to if it was your team?
It is not even close.
Is it? Is it not?
Zion. I feel most uncomfortable with that. Because, look, there's multiple reasons I feel uncomfortable with that. He's been in the league for 3 years. What does he play, like 80 games? Okay, great.
Yep.
You've been in the league for 3 years at your athletic prime because he is so big, I don't think he's going to get healthier as he goes along, and you've played the equivalent of one season. Plus, it really felt like he didn't want to be here, and that's what his family said, and it really felt like his team didn't want him around anymore, and that's why they started playing better when they found out he wasn't going to return. And now, all parties are like, what do you mean? I love New Orleans more than anything in the world. And the team's like, well, of course we would give him the max money. What are you even talking about? So now everyone's on the same page, and he's going to magically get healthier. If you could guarantee me he was going to stay healthy, I might like that deal the most, because he is awesome. but he gets hurt and he has a huge body. Like, I'm not just saying like he is overweight at times. He is a huge body that does not seem physically possible.
Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
Yes. Yeah. Especially considering what he can do. I don't think that's going to work out.
I think it'd be Zion too. But again, Zion's such a, the one that I might have a little concern with actually, even though I would want him here. Like, I'd be just a little concerned about locking in Beal like that. Just because he's like, and I know the volume has gone up, but like he's becoming like a steadily more inefficient shooter. Yeah. Like as he's going along.
How do you factor in like basketball obscurity or purgatory or mediocrity, whatever word you want to use for like impacting your numbers? Impacting across all sports.
Like, are you talking about like when Gilbert Arenas would have like put up 30 points, taking 30 shots in Washington.
Exactly. And so there, that's one where sometimes you can score all the points, but then sometimes I wonder if you're just ever a night where you're like, you're playing basketball and stuff where you're like, oh, well, it didn't go in. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like that can kind of check you. I mean, isn't that kind of what we're hoping is not the case? And it's on a smaller scale, but isn't that what we're kind of hoping Christian is not the case with Christian Wood?
Yeah,
like that he's going to come here and he'll be more motivated because he's playing for the Mavericks now.
Yeah. No, I think you're onto something there. By the way, congratulations. You're the first person I saw get this right from the 254, Nathaniel Lowe, and then somebody followed it up with the 817. But then from the 817, the 682, I saw another from the 214. Bobby's right about that. I am 5'11" and definitely say I'm 6 foot. Some person even said they put 6 foot on their driver's license and they know damn well they're 5'11".
I mean, I'm 5'11 and a half, but I just say 5'11". Because I know that. I don't want the scrutiny of saying I'm 6 and then having somebody go, I'm 6, you're not. And then all of it comes into question and I might be 5'10".
Putting lifts in your shoes?
No, I'm not 0, so no.
Oh my God, why would you take a drive by at him? He's a lovely fella.
Yeah, don't worry, he was too small. I missed him in my drive by.
Oh my good night. All right.
Where's those shots, Larry?
Oh goodness. All right. Looking at the Mavericks going forward. We might rapid fire some of these things, but I just wanted to run down by comparison some of the other players that we had talked about over the last several days about that taxpayer mid-level exception and what happened with them. We talked about PJ Tucker. He got a 3-year, $33 million deal with the 76ers.
Would you have wanted him? I just, by the end of the year, I was like, PJ Tucker looks like...
Yeah.
Rec league guy out there.
I mean.
And look, no disrespect, hook 'em horns. Like, I love PJ Tucker, but like, bro, that's a tough build. He's 37 and he's always getting hurt lately.
I have similar questions about this player, Victor Oladipo, 1 year, $11 million. Because like, if he comes back, he can do it, but he has a very lengthy history of missing time.
And he's streaky, and he's one of these guys that, like, you've waited a decade for it to click.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, I mean, was he a second overall pick, wasn't he?
Or maybe third, but yeah, he's way up there.
He was second. That was the Anthony Bennett draft.
That, save your Kwame Browns with me. That is the worst number one pick of all time. It ain't even close.
Oh, yeah. What made it great was also like nobody was even considering him.
Yeah.
Like, and so, but Victor Oladipo, that's a guy who we've waited for years for it to click. Yeah. And look, I mean, he was an all-star in Indiana.
He's like, solid.
He's a solid player. But I mean, at this point, yeah, how many games has he played? He played 19 games in 2019, 33 in 2020, and then he played 8 games last year with the Heat. So, I mean.
Yeah.
That's can't stay healthy guy.
No, I definitely get it. Now, some other possible targets that we talked about, Malik Monk, 2 years, $19 million with the Kings. So that could have like, you're closer in the neighborhood. Patty Mills got brought up a lot, 2 years, $14.5 million. And Gary Payton, 3 years, $28 million.
So, well, that was too much money.
Yes. So what you ended up doing was 3 years, $20.1 million. So essentially, what the mid-level exception would be escalating and extrapolated over 3 years with money carved out to sign Hardy to a multi-year contract. So they have enough money to get Hardy his draft deal, so he'll be here, and then you get JaVale McGee. Where does he fit in that hierarchy? Because, like, would you have wanted Malik Monk more? I know you couldn't have afforded some of these players, but is there any other player out there that's still out there that you're like, I really wish we would have waited for him and maybe we could have made that work? Because that's the tough part. Could you have made it work? Would they have taken $6 million?
Right. I mean, that was what we talked about near the end of the show yesterday, right? Like, was the idea of if you want good value at that taxpayer exception, you needed to have somebody who's driven to, I want to be with Luca.
Yeah.
Like, you needed somebody who would look at Dorian Finney-Smith and say, well, I can get paid like that guy if I'm playing with Luca. I can get those touches. I can get those looks. And so I want to play with it. Like, that's what you would have needed. And I just don't know that
I got one.
The market's not out there. Like,
okay. That. I got one. And it's going to sting just a little bit because somebody texted in. And Schroeder's name got brought up as well. Is from the 940. I really wanted Bruce Brown. And I know that that is somebody that the Mavericks were interested in. He essentially agreed to the same deal. 2 years, $13 plus million. Now, JaVale McGee's third year is a player option. So realistically, it's 2 years and about 13 plus. I bet it's the exact same with the taxpayer MLE and everything like that. So Bruce Brown, it would have addressed defensive needs for you and especially kind of looking out on the wing, but not the size and rim protection that you would have needed. Which you still need to address the wing position, I get.
Yeah. I guess, okay, so I guess the question just becomes, which do you think you can find more easily with the veteran minimum? A wing, or do you think you can find the big man? And so I'm guessing they think, well, Dragic can be a ball handler, and we can get him for the veteran minimum, so we're going to have to spend the actual exception on a big man.
Okay. I think it's going to be something different. Just tell me what you think about this. I think they went and got the position where people wouldn't compare player to player because you're going to trade Dwight Powell. So my thought would be, hey, let's go ahead and get the size and then see if we can trade Dwight Powell for somebody on the wing. Because if you trade Dwight Powell for just another big, you're like, hey, but this is definitely a worse player. So why are we doing this deal?
Which I will say, out of everything with the JaVale McGee deal, he is better than Dwight Powell.
Yes. So give me
that all day long.
And so I'm hoping, even though Dwight Powell makes more money, which is really weird, is I'm hoping that you can trade him for a wing. And they're like, well, it's not an apples to apples comparison. We need size. You're looking for a wing. And maybe we can make that happen. So somebody texted in from the 903. Come on, Nico, give us a trade. I do think that possibility is there for a trade. Oh, yeah. And then somebody brought up Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba also signed a deal that would have been out of your price range. So Mo Bamba would not have been financially viable. Unfortunately, it was a 2 year, $21 million deal. So that would have been beyond what you were able to offer. But I still think you're getting Dragic.
You didn't want to sign and trade him for Powell?
Oh, my God. Mo Bamba?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I would have done that. Hell yeah, I would have done that. As much as Mo Bamba has struggled, he has come on, at least in the last half of the season, and he's significantly younger. I would have done that in a heartbeat. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we heard it yesterday, it's coming back, Shooting the Breeze with the Beeve. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We got word in the break. Malcolm Brogdon is being traded to the Celtics. If you were curious about where he might end up or if he would stay with Indiana, I know Mavericks had been mentioned at one point. No, and City's on his way to the Celtics for Daniel Tice, Aaron Nesmith, and a 2023 first round pick. We've got Bobby's segment coming up in just 1 second, but before we get to any of that,
let's give something away.
Woo! Right now, caller number 10-877-881-1053 will win a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Texas Rangers play the Minnesota Twins July 9th. That's Saturday, July 9th, also that night. First 15,000 people there will get that Corey Seager first ever Rangers bobblehead. You can buy tickets at rangers.com/tickets, or you can win them for free right now, caller number 10-877-881-1053. And now, shooting the breeze with the Beav.
I gave the Beaver a hot bath.
Just rapping with the fellas, shooting the breeze.
My name's Beaver.
Beaver? Is that your given name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we will, as always, take listener participation on the truckwreck.com fan text or on the Twitch stream. Truckwreck.com fan text is 877-881-1053. And here's the question I'm going to throw out there, and you guys can start pouring in your answers while I get to a story real quick. The question is, what is the worst fan base in existence? And this can mean a few things. This can mean the sports fan base. Like, you know, oh, I really hate Yankees fans. Or, you know, it can mean music. Like, man, I really don't like... Like, I had an older friend of mine one time tell me, like, he really thought Stevie Nicks was attractive, but he couldn't stand the Stevie Nicks guy fan base, and that made her unattractive to him. So it could be music fan base, could be Marvel, like, you know, oh, I don't like the Star Wars fans. Just who's the worst fan base and why? Could be for entertainment, sports, whatever else. Before we get to that, so think on that, Haggy. Think on that, Larry.
Tough.
As Larry answers phones, though. I'm going to read this story from the Star-Telegram because it's upsetting to me.
Okay.
Because it's honestly, it reads more like a Florida man headline.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate that this came from Texas. Star-Telegram, hikers had no gear on cold Colorado trail because it's, quote, so hot in Texas, officials say.
Oh.
So these hikers were rescued near Colorado's Lake Como after they started experiencing hypothermia. This was on Monday. They went up into this range that I can't pronounce because it's got some old, I don't know, name there, foreign name there. But they went up into this range.
Could you just say a name you couldn't pronounce?
It's a name I can't pronounce. I don't know. It's something in another language, so I can't figure it out. They never made it to Lake Como. They set up camp about a quarter mile from the lake. And Lake Como is an 8-mile out and back trail near Blanco, which is 210 miles south of Denver. And it's considered like this really challenging trail. Well, after a while, they start experiencing hypothermia. They call for help, say they're cold. One of the hikers started throwing up, was severely dehydrated, had a headache. So rescuers bring the hikers these hot water bottles, these sugary drinks, try to help them warm up, get hydrated. And they were brought down the road and checked out by medical professionals. Everything's apparently all right. Nearly 6 hours after the call for help, rescue is finished. And they weren't prepared for this trek, apparently. They didn't pack any extra clothes to stay dry. Their tent had no rain fly. They didn't have extra food or water. And they didn't have layers to survive the night temperatures. And the rescuers were quoted as saying, these hikers said they did not understand why it was so cold and rainy in Colorado, because it's been so hot in Texas, where they hike all the time, and they never checked the weather forecast.
So did they think this was a Star Wars situation where all planets had the exact same weather climate across the board?
I think so. That's what it sounds almost like. Well, Texas is like anywhere you hike, it's going to be the same temperature. So if it's hot in the Texas hike, it's going to be hot there. This like, they went to Colorado in shorts and a t-shirt and nothing else. We're just like, it was warm in Texas. It's going to be warm here, right?
This is baffling to me.
Doesn't that sound like Florida more?
Yeah.
That's troubling to me.
Yeah.
It does not say where they're from. What area code, what city is most likely to give us this headline, though, from Texas?
Is it wrong that I immediately thought of Waco? That's probably not. I don't know why. That's probably not fair.
No. I think that that's... I don't think that's a terrible one.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like a Sugar Land thing to me, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Couldn't you see some it's saying like the couple's from Sugar Land?
Yeah. I believe Austin, too.
No, Austin, they're so hipster, and they probably do all those, like it's like, let's go for a hike, and let's go. Like, I mean, I bet they are, like, they've got experience doing that other places.
Did I tell you I had a friend in Austin, he burned his mouth on a cup of coffee because he drank it before it was cool?
Oh, gosh. Why did you do that to me? Why did you do that?
Just to amuse Larry.
All right. Worst fan base. So my answer.
I was trying to stall for time to think about your question.
Worst fan base. And man, there's a lot on here. 201, people who like Fish, the band Fish. 214. Oh. Worst fan base is easily Beyonce fans. That's a close one. I thought about that one a lot. I was going to say Taylor Swift. So have you ever seen these stupid maps that get shared on social media?
I guess
that's
not.
Like, you know, every state's favorite fast food restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
and then it's like got the state is filled in with the logo. And they're always like meant to just get people talking. I don't think there's any research that goes into it. So I just don't like Taylor Swift. She annoys me. I one time made a image like that and I said every state's least or most hated celebrity.
Okay, yeah.
And it was Taylor Swift's entire face over the United States. And didn't use her name or anything else. The army of Swifties somehow found
this. Is that
this.
What they're called?
They call themselves Swifties. I don't know how they found this. I didn't use her name or anything else. There was nothing in Twitter search. They found it. They blew it up into the atmosphere. I mean, I literally got 100 DMs threatening my life. They are nuts about her. And she's not that good.
Wow.
That Look What You Made Me Do that. Song is like the worst song I've ever heard. Look What You Made Me Do.
Okay, well now now because of that, I just want to say bicycle people. But I'll skip that for the obvious reasons. I don't know why you would ever go after Beyonce. You should not say anything negative about her or anything else like that because I want to live. I did not realize how passionate those people were, but you know what? The show Kenobi clinched it for me. Star Wars fans have gotten...
You are a Star Wars fan.
I am a Star Wars fan. And actually, you know what? Never mind. Star Wars fans, I love you. Sometimes I wish you would cut some slack to, you know, I also get it. Things aren't the way that they used to be, and not everything can be as perfect as the first two Star Wars movies. I get it. And yeah, that's right. I said the first two. Return of the Jedi,
ooh,
excellent. It's got some problems. Is I get it. Things change and not everything is how you wish it used to be. All right, but it's okay. Star Wars is still awesome. No, I changed my mind in mid-thought. Otherwise, I was probably going to go after that. Because, by the way, Kenobi, it was badass. It's mixed martial arts fans.
Oh, okay.
All right, and I have felt this way for a long, long, long time. Because pro wrestling fans know who they are and they know what they are. As a pro wrestling fan, I can say that we get hyped up over ridiculous nonsense. We're aware that we get hyped up over ridiculous nonsense. MMA fans are not like that because you're watching a legitimate, undetermined winner sporting event. No one in the history of the world has ever been to an MMA event where somebody didn't yell within the first two fights, "Kick his ass, Seabass!" That has happened at every MMA show I've ever seen. You know what else has happened at every MMA show I've ever seen? A brawl breakout in the stands, usually right before the main event, which I'm like, theoretically, isn't that the fight that you're most here to see? I know that doesn't always work like that, but, and they get kicked out. And then one time at the American Airlines Center, I saw two people in the middle of a fight tumble down the steps in the 100 level. They didn't like go from the top to the bottom, but they tumbled down the steps. It was horrifying. MMA fans, some of them are excellent, wonderful, knowledgeable, loving people. Other of them are dumbasses.
For the record,
that's
a strong take.
I do like Return of the Jedi a lot. It has the best scene in all of Star Wars for me, but there are also some problems.
817 says Star Wars fans are the worst, but because their argument is they're never satisfied. So that drives them nuts.
That fits in. And I saw it immediately. Kenobi was trash. 6 hours of my life I can never get back. I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. First of all, it was actually more like 4 hours and 15 minutes. But, like, that's neither here nor there.
972, the vegan diet fan base is the worst. 512, the worst fan base is people who order Jaeger. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, somebody ordering Jaeger is like...
What does that mean? That they're probably a douche?
I think so. I mean, that was okay. A big... Didn't Jaeger bombs, like, really blow up with Jersey Shore? Like, wasn't that always their drink?
Ooh, man, I wish we had RJ here. He could answer
that. He would know. 612, Metallica has the worst fans. 972 says Manchester United fans. 512 says everything from Philly.
Okay.
A lot of hurt Jalen Brunson feelings out there.
I get that.
903, cyclists are the worst.
Oh, okay. Hold on. For the record.
That's what it says.
I want to say that. Just, and in case you ever missed it, what's this whole thing about? Is it goes back to a top three we did. Is top three people, either I said that you think are annoying or are douchebags, and I said people who ride their bikes on the street, and like, people lost their ever-loving mind at the time. I'm like, it just annoys me. Why can it not annoy me? Why is that not allowed?
But then it was the game of telephone, and they started twisting the words.
Exactly. And then everybody picked up on that part of telephone that was most definitely wrong.
Larry,
I don't think Larry's the worst.
No, Larry, your most hated fan base?
I guess this is really mostly like on the internet and stuff, like Marvel fans. Right? Because you get your ones that are diehard, they're really into it, and then you get the ones that are just the casual moviegoers. And so any type of like movie trailer or like, hey, this person's being cast or is being looked at, it's just, you read the comment section and it's just, they go back and forth. And so to me, that's the most frustrating.
Game of Thrones fans were pretty rough. I didn't watch the show, but they were pretty like in your face if you said you weren't watching it.
Okay. So I almost gave a different answer, and it was another TV show. But I have now, my wife and I in the last year have watched this show. It's pretty awesome. Is I was going to say fans of The Wire.
Oh, it's
they're
so
like,
good.
If you've never watched The Wire, you pretty much don't know anything about TV. And I was like, hey, I like this other show. And they're like, that's fine, but it's not The Wire. And then I watched The Wire and I was like, oh man, this show is really good.
I
get why everybody condescended to me for so long.
It is pretty great. And just as we wrap up here, just some names from the truckwreck.com text line. Guessing the city from Texas, where those people live.
Yeah.
Abilene, Johnson County, Austin. Or transplants from Cali that now live in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand why things are the way they are here.
Somebody said just Collin County. Somebody says Frisco. Somebody says Haltom City. That seems very specific.
Oh, that person's got an experience.
I wonder if that's the same person who was like my ex who cheated on. I wonder if that and like their ex is from Haltom City. That may be the same number.
Oh,
I don't know.
Gosh.
All right. Anyway, that was Shooting the Breeze with the Beef.
Woo. That was an excellent segment right there. Coming up next, we can obviously talk some more about free agency and that Brogdon trade. But now that LeBron is winding down, who will be the next face of the NBA? 877-881-1053. Plus, let's get more of those shout-outs in. We'll do it all next right here on The Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.